Rock the Rex is actually a fundraising event that's happening at the Blue Water Curling Club on Saturday, March the 14th, and it's a fundraiser in support for G-Man Cares. And G-Man Cares is all about early intervention and identification of youth with an eating disorder in Grey Bruce.
Christy, how quickly did this come together? Is this the first of its kind? Tell me about the actual event.
Yes, it's actually the first time that we're having an event at the Blue Water Curling Club. They've offered the space in kind, and we're planning to have a silent auction as well as like a raffle. There'll be games and food and lots of fun. The key is that people have to pre-register for a team, and that's $250. All of that money goes towards G-Man Cares. And then if people just want to come and party, it's $50 at the door.
Oh, so there's a couple of aspects to your function.
Yeah.
Who approached who? Did you approach the Blue Water Curling Club, or did some community-minded curlers approach you about having this function?
Community-minded curlers. So Leah Canton had approached me about doing a fundraiser, and she's the one that asked the Blue Water Curling Club if this could come to fruition. And so we're really thankful for... of course, our community is coming forward and supporting our initiative with our G-Man Cares.
Sounds like a fun day. Can you tell me about the format for the day for both the curlers and then for those that are coming to the social function, or as you call it, the party?
Yeah. So the doors will open at 6 p.m. on Saturday, March the 14th. Curling will start, and it's a fun spiel, not a bond spiel, so it will start at 7 o'clock. We plan to have two sets, so 1 hour for the first and another hour for the second, and then sort of a playoff at the end. And then in terms of silent auction, that will be set up inside as well as a raffle. There's a bar and there'll be music. So that's sort of the plan. And to register, I encourage people just to check the website at the Blue Water Curling Club. If you scroll down to the charity section, you'll see our poster and information on how to register.
Very good. Christy, tell me about the difference between a bond spiel and a fun spiel for those that aren't curling-oriented, and that certainly includes me.
Well, the important thing to know is that all levels can come out to play. A fun spiel is it's just as it says, is having fun. A bond spiel would be like an official, I guess, curling format, but we're planning to try to be all-inclusive for all levels, and there'll be a brief, like overview of curling basics, and that's what we're planning to do. Sounds like fun, though.
Last couple of questions for Christy Webster. Got the Rock the Rex coming up on Saturday, March 14th. It's at the Blue Water Curling Club, 6 p.m. We'll talk about registering again in a second, Christy. But I want to ask about G-Man Cares. You've got a lot of awareness has been raised over the course of the last couple of years. Tell me about what G-Man Cares is if somebody's new to the neighborhood or not familiar with the charity.
And thanks for adding that, because really it's about accessible care for those that have an eating disorder in Grey Bruce. And that was our son Jeffrey's dying wish, who did pass away from a severe anorexia nervosa. And so really, you know, what we're looking to do is have a program in Grey Bruce that's available for youth aged 8 to 25. And part of that is really educating people on next steps, having a data collection tool that, you know, we can screen our youth, as well as offering some initial responses and supports for youth and families.
Sorry, Christy. I was going to say G-Man, obviously, is your son, Jeffrey. What is CARES? Because there's a dot after each letter in CARES.
Yeah, so CARES is a community-based and advice and research and education and support. Those are that's what the acronym stands for.
Okay, CARES. Very good. Christy, how much progress have you made from the very initial steps with G-Man Cares and the foundation to where you are now, where you have this function coming up as a good fundraiser?
Oh, it's been phenomenal, actually. We achieved charitable status January 2025, and we've had a number of community events that have been really successful, people coming forward to help us with our initiative. Donations continue to come in, and so certainly I encourage people to make donations, which can be online through gmancares.ca. And, you know, we have had some educational events and workshops and really gathering community partners to help with this initiative.
Well, it's great to see. Finally, Christy, again, registration. If somebody wants to play, whether they're a great curler, a good curler, or have never curled in their life and want to participate and mostly be supportive of G-Man Cares.
Yes. So I would encourage people to go to Blue Water Curling Club website. And under that, if you scroll down, you'll come upon our poster. And on that is the specific information, email to Leah to register for the event. You can also purchase your party ticket if you want, or you can come to the game on Saturday, March the 14th at 6 p.m. The doors will open at the Blue Water Curling Club.
Well, Christy, all the best to you and to your function. Rock the Rex at the Blue Water Curling Club. Thanks for this.
Thank you.